KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County and the various steps it takes to get there along the way. Today, after her big, long trek on the Bigfoot Trail, we've got Emily Sinkhorn back at host, along with the executive director of HCOG, Marcella Clem. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Alrighty, so today we're looking at something that's not really trail-oriented. It's kind of like infrastructure maintenance-oriented. Marcella, I touched on this a little bit, kind of teased it before we launched into this. It looks like you are doing a draft towards perhaps putting a transportation ballot measure on the ballot. What's that all about?
Well, yes, it's something that our technical advisory has been discussing for years now. And the technical advisory are our public works and transit and tribal representatives. Transportation funding has been declining ever since I started at HCOG. I got to look at a graph because, when you go in the middle of it, you don't know where you're at.
And where does
2009,
this, where
I was, this, came in right in the middle of it. I had
this,
no idea.
This funding that has been declining, is that federal funding?
Federal, state, and local.
Wow. Okay. All of it.
So, and the two main reasons for the state and federal funding is that the federal government hasn't raised the gas tax. It's the main source for a couple decades. And in the state of California, it hasn't been raised since 1993. At that time, it was 18 cents, and it has not been indexed to inflation. So now it's worth about 8.6 cents, according to the California Transportation Commission.
Hmm.
So the buying power is very low. And evidence of this is just this February, the California Transportation Commission, every 2 years, they do an estimate of how much money they think will come in the next 5 years. So last August, they didn't see much coming in, so there wasn't any targets out for any counties in the state. We kind of were at a standstill. Then in February, they had to do a relook, and they realized it was a worse scenario, and they deleted $754 million dollars of projects in the state that
wow.
have already been programmed. In our region, our target for Humboldt was $3.9 million, but it's crazy to say we're thankful they only took $800,000 from us. and those were two rehabilitation projects in the city of Eureka. When funding does come back, we hope, those projects will have a priority for funding, and that money will come back to our region. It won't be taken by another city.
Wow.
But
so
it's very grim for the next 5 years.
So because of this, a lot of our infrastructure has been kind of fallen apart. We've got lots of roads with potholes. I'm sure you've been getting lots of complaints about that over the years, right?
Absolutely. And then at the Trail Summit last month, there was a big discussion of the need for maintenance for trails. There's the Active
yep.
Transportation Program that lets us, if we're successful, we get to build a trail. But you can't build a trail if you can't maintain it.
Right.
You can't go deeper in the hole. So if this does move forward, one of the eligible uses is the maintenance, rehab, and reconstruction of existing transportation infrastructure. And that includes trails as well as transit.
All right. Well, that is certainly good
yeah.
news. Now, there was like a poll that you guys took as to priorities on this. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It was done the first week in May, and it's on the HCOG website, hcaog.net, under announcements. You can see the PowerPoint for that was done by our consultants, FM3. And it really hit home that people want to see their potholes fixed. Maintenance and of roads was high. In terms of concerns for the region, number one was crime. Number two, the economy, and our deteriorating roads tied with number three with the cost of health care. In 2008, HCOG did a polling as well for the same thing, and the deteriorating roads really had an 18-point jump
wow.
in 8 years.
Well, with the funding being cut regularly for for transportation. I can see that happening. In case folks are wondering what HCOG stands for, it is the Humboldt County Association of Governments. Now we throw these acronyms out there all the time. People go, what does that mean?
Yeah, and we are a local government. The board of directors are representatives from all the cities, in addition to the board of supervisors. And mm-hmm. our main goal is transportation planning.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this potential ballot measure. What would that look like?
Well, it's a special tax. So very different from Measure Z and Measure O, which are general taxes. And in those, the funds go into a general fund, and there are no real regulations stating what it can be used for because it goes into the general fund. A special tax has a higher threshold in terms of how many people have to say yes to it. Instead of just over 50%, it's two-thirds. So we need 66.7 of the registered voters who are voting to say yes.
That's a very high threshold.
It is very high. There's 20 counties in the state who have been successful with this. Mostly they're in urban areas, but those 20 counties represent 84% of California's population.
So,
and they've been doing this for decades, too.
What kind of tax are we looking at? Is it a sales tax? Is it a gas tax? Is it a property
tax?
It's a sales tax. So it would be, what kind of a percentage would be tacked onto our sales tax?
5 cents. So would it be a nickel for every dollar? Your $10 hamburger will cost a quarter more, if I did my math right.
$10 hamburger is a pricey burger.
Yeah, that's what they are these days.
I'm at a time warp. I would not spend $10 for a hamburger. I'm sorry.
Well, don't go to McDonald's then.
We just go to the burger stand downstairs. They're not $10.
Oh.
Yeah, they're really good. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you, Emily.
Oh, no. Oh, so, Marcella, as you were saying, this is a different kind of tax than with Measure O, Measure G, where things go to a general fund. How would funds be distributed, and how would kind of decisions be made for how to spend this funding in a fix-it-first approach for our transportation system?
That's an excellent question. First off, the funds will have to be put in separate accounts so that every penny can be tracked. So not only they'll come into HCOG, and HCOG will disperse it to all the cities and counties. So not only HCOG has a separate account for these funds, every jurisdiction will as well. Mm-hmm. They'll be audited by an independent auditor, and we will be forming an oversight committee. And what their job is going to be to oversee the auditing, the request for proposals for an auditor, and the audit reports, as well as an annual report. And what they're going to be tasked with is to make sure that each jurisdiction spent the money appropriately as to the eligible uses that will be on the ballot, everyone will see. And that is mainly the maintenance, rehab, and construction of existing transportation infrastructure, including trails and transit, local matching for state and federal funds for road, trails, and transit, and retention of our existing air service. So those are the only three things that people can the jurisdictions can use these funds on. And there was a formula developed through the Technical Advisory Committee and approved by the HCOG board. And that is based on 50% of the formula is a return to source of sales tax. So the city that brings in a higher sales tax gets a higher percentage. And the other 50% is weighted between 25% of road miles and 75% population.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And then on top of that, our small four cities each got $50,000 on top of that formula. Because, I think the city of Trinidad, they were only going to get $44,000 out of $10 million.
So let me ask you this. Is this special tax here, how long does it run before it sunsets?
20 years, and that's what we polled, and it came out pretty high in the 80s.
20 years, so, okay.
Yeah, and that is standard. Some jurisdictions do it for 30. I think San Luis Obispo is doing it for 9, but it really, that was dependent on their polling.
Okay, and correct me if I'm wrong, did you say it was 5%? A 5% tax?
5 cents.
5 cents per tax. 5 cents per dollar. So that's a 5% tax, right?
Yeah.
So right now the county tax is about 8%. So that take it to 13%?
No, Oh, I'm sorry. A half cent.
Half a cent.
Thanks for correcting me. A half cent.
Okay. I was going to say that. I was just thinking. You know, good luck getting that one passed.
No, actually, there is a cap statewide, so you can't go over 9.5 unless you have legislative authority.
Got it.
And the county will be at 9. Rio Dell will be at 9.5 because they have a 1 cent general sales tax.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so half a cent or
I apologize. For
half
that.
A percent. All right.
Yeah.
That's a little better than 5%. Okay.
And Marcella, right now your HCOG is going and speaking with each of the city councils and the board of supervisors about this proposal and about the expenditure plan that you were speaking to with how each city and the county would get funding over the 20 years. And how have those discussions been going, and how does that help HCOG determine if this will be able to be placed before the voters for a decision?
That was another good question. So we do have an expenditure plan, and that's I went to the cities of Blue Lake, Eureka, Rio Dell, as well as Arcata, and they all voted to approve the expenditure plan. The Board of Supervisors also voted to approve the expenditure plan. On the 21st of this month, I'll be going to the HCOG board. There'll be an item on their agenda to adopt the expenditure plan along with an ordinance that includes the expenditure plan and a request to ask the HCOG board to put the measure on the ballot. So what the law says about expenditure plans is that you do need the Board of Supervisors to approve. We have that. You need a majority of the cities representing a majority of their population to approve it, and we have that with Eureka and Arcata, basically. We do need one more city, so this week I'm going to Trinidad, next week Fortuna and Ferndale. We need a majority of the HCOG board to adopt the ordinance, and that'll again will be on the 21st. So one more city needs to be on board for the HCOG board to move forward.
Okay, so assuming that you get all that, would this be appearing on the November ballot or a future ballot?
November 8th, yes.
Okay. And it would be a county measure, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And then on the ballot, the expenditure plan will be on it, so people will see exactly where the money's going. All the safeguards that I talked about will be on it as well.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that one goes.
Yeah.
As I said, a supermajority is a tall order, but as you said, it's been done in several other counties with dwindling funds for transportation and infrastructure crumbling. People looking for alternative ways of doing it.
Absolutely. They're called self-help counties.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at least 8 of them are re-upping this November.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that 7 other new counties, like Humboldt would be the 8th if this happens, is going to give their try as well. So unfortunately, this is that's why it's called self-help, because no one's going to save us, and we have to help ourselves. And the money will stay locally. It won't go on any state highways, and it'll all stay in Humboldt. I was talking to a friend, and she said she normally doesn't vote because her vote doesn't count, but on a local vote, it does count.
Oh, absolutely.
And you'll be able to see it. So I thought that was a good...
Yeah, I mean, I've been here, 20-some-odd years, and I've seen several local elections, things passed by as little as, 4 votes. Or not passed, but as little as 4 votes, which is remarkable.
It is remarkable.
It's a tight margin.
Monterey County this is their 6th try. The last time they tried, they got 66.41% of the population.
Wow, that is really close.
Yeah.
So again, this is a special earmarked tax. It cannot be robbed.
Right.
It cannot be taken and moved to another pet project of someone, say, on the Board of Supervisors. It's earmarked just for this.
Just for this, and then they can't supplant the money that they have been using.
Okay.
Well, I think we all have been waiting for a while for some solution from the federal or state level, and we know that it takes a long time for things to change at that level, and that there have been a lot of different efforts to try to get more funds for transportation and rethinking the gas tax, and perhaps later on Happy Trails we can talk about how Caltrans and other states are researching how to change how transportation funding comes in and looking at more of use it and pay for it instead of paying it just having the gas tax. But I think there's a recognition that we need something to happen a lot sooner than that, or our economy really is going to suffer, and really of making that connection between our transportation system and our economy, especially when we're pretty isolated up here on the North Coast.
So yeah.
Really glad that HCOG is pursuing this, and also again want to emphasize that even though this really is kind of fixed at first, that there is opportunities for jurisdictions to use some funding for trails and transit as well as road infrastructure if this would pass.
And Marcella, let me ask you this, since it's designed for maintenance of existing projects. What if new projects let's say this does pass and it's going for like 20 years, if new projects are created during that time, do they also fall under that umbrella of maintenance?
Not necessarily. That's an interesting question. We haven't really thought about that.
So, in other words, if all
other funding...
We're
really not building new roads, though.
Mm-hmm. But we are looking at building new trails.
And keeping
those maintained is always something we need to look at. So,
right.
Let's say if we have alternate funding that would, say, build our regional trail system, would these funds help to maintain it?
That's something that I should talk to the HCOG board about. They were really going with a fix-it-first approach on this, but they also, one of the eligible uses is a local match leveraging of state and federal funds for roads, trails, and transit.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I think it's a fine line. One of the mottos from the self-help county is promises made, promises kept.
Right.
So we certainly don't want to slip and slide and have ambiguous language.
That
but this
is true.
Really is being put forward as a fix it first. Something that the HCOG board could do is amend the ordinance and the expenditure plan that would require a 2/3 vote.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in the future they could take a second look at it, but that would be all in an open public meeting and require a supermajority of the HCOG board to change anything.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Well, we are rapidly running out of time here. So, Emily, are there any other things we need to touch on before we wrap up?
Just another couple things to be excited mm-hmm. about, and that is both that the County of Humboldt and the City of Eureka were successfully got some funding from a housing-related parks program. It seems the county will be using that towards funds to improve and make a public access point for the McKay Community Forest.
Wonderful.
And that the City of Eureka will be looking to enhance the foot of Del Norte Street, where just a couple weeks ago, Miles Slattery and you and Jessica Hull were talking about the next phase of the Waterfront Trail that is extending north from Hikshari behind the mall. And where that phase will end and transition, the city is looking at improving that as a trailhead and park area. So there's lots of changes on the waterfront for sure, and exciting to bring that money into the county.
Absolutely, and of course we are very soon going to be touching on your big trek on the Bigfoot Trail.
Yeah, we'll be talking with Michael Kaufman in 2 weeks about local. Regional trails in the Klamath Mountains and that trip.
There we go. All righty. Well, Emily, great having you back. And
yeah, good to be back.
And Marcella, thanks again for taking the time to talk with us and explain this complicated thing here. We really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thank you.
And this conversation on Happy Trails will be podcast, as all conversations are. You'll find that on iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.